Good morning. Thank you for listening this radio program, White Way. I am glad to share my Dharma message to you today. Today's topic is Why Chicken's Head is Red. Have you thought why chicken's head is red as a Buddhist? When I was in Kauai, as you know, there are many, many wild chickens. At that time, I did not care why chicken's head is red. I was just thinking how noisy they are. In Japanese, yakamashi. Because they are crying at all the time. They don't care in the morning or in the late night. But one day, I met a story for the children's book. I was realized something as a Buddhist by the story. So today, I'd like to share a story to understand the compassion of Amida Buddha. Long time ago, a chicken met and played with rabbits in the forest. Suddenly, the wild cat attacked them. They managed to run away from the wild cat. Soon after that, the chicken was captured by a human. The human tried to catch more chickens. The human demanded the chicken to call other chickens. The chicken cried, but his cry was not to attract other chickens, but to warn them not come to here because of the human waiting to catch them. The human was so upset when he noticed that. In his anger, the human clapped up the chicken and tossed it away into the forest. The wild cat came after the chicken again. When the wild cat tried to eat the chicken, the mother rabbit shouted, "I am here. Can you eat me?" The mother rabbit called the wild cat to distract him and rescue the chicken. One day, there was a forest fire. The god of fire tried to consume all of young animals in the forest. The chicken requested to the god of fire, "Instead of all of young animals, please eat me." The forest fire was stopped. But next, the god of fire tried to eat the chicken. The mother rabbit appealed, "Do not eat the chicken because of he rescued all of the young animals." But the god of fire did not listen to her. The god of fire hung up the chicken and made the fire under the chicken to eat. The chicken says nothing. When the god of fire saw the chicken, he said, You are so strong and kind. I will forget eating you because of your good heart. But you have to have the fire on your head forever. When the mother rabbit saw his head, she said, "You look more excellent with the new addition to your head. The red comb is a symbol of his courage and kindness for his personal sacrifice." Through this story, we have a chance to think of Amida Buddha's compassion. From now on, please listen the other minister's Dharma message for three questions. Why he made 48 vows? Why he decided to establish the Pure Land? Why he is calling holy name Namo Amida Butsu to us? Amida Buddha is trying to help us like the chicken and mother rabbit in this story. When we understand Amida Buddha's heart as he always thinking of all life as equal, we should also always think of how we should react and treat others. When you see things around you carefully, there is many Buddhist teaching in our life. So, when you see the chicken head at next time, you remember the Amida Buddha's compassion and feel the voice of Nembutsu, Namo Amida Butsu, when you hear chicken is crying. But you do not need to say Namo Kukudududu. Just say Namo Amida Butsu. Thank you for listening. Namo Amida Butsu. Have a great day. Thank you.